Okay. In Parshas Bamidbar, the Torah tells us Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he had to count the Bnei Levi starting from the age of 30 days old and above. Unlike the rest of Klal Yisrael, which were counted from 20 years, so it's much easier. Counting little babies is a very hard thing to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu expresses difficulty. Takarosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Takarosh Baruch Hu. Heichani nichmas l'tocha aleihem l'das binyan yom kayem. I can't walk into people's houses. That's so not nice. That's so such a lack of tznius, a lack of privacy. I'm going to walk into someone's house to count their kids. Amar Leih Akadosh Baruch Hu, Asei ata eshelcha v'ani ase shali. You do your job, I'll take care of the rest. So Holoch Moshe Avamer al Pesach Ha'ol v'ashchina makdemes l'fanav v'baskel yotzis min ha'ol v'omeres kach v'kach tinokos yesh ba'ol zeh l'kach nemer al pi Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu will go to the doorway of the tent, and as he's about to walk in, the Shechina comes out, and the Shechina says, oh, there are this many kids inside the tent. And that way, he was able to count without actually walking into the tent, yeah? Where's that? It's a Medrash. The Medrash, I don't have the Makar in front of me. No, it's a Medrash. I'll do a Bar-Ilan search for it later. So the obvious problem is, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to do something. And Moshe says, but it's inappropriate, God, that doesn't fit your system. I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows his system. He knows what sneeze is, and he knows exactly how a Jew is supposed to live, and he told him to do this. So what was his kasha exactly? What was Moshe Rabbeinu bothered by? What exactly? We understand. He thought it was a lack of sneeze. That's interesting, but he just got a tzivu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God says to count them, and that's the way to do it. So you go and you count them, and you do it the way that God told you to do it. What's the precise difficulty that Moshe Rabbeinu is having? Second, the Netziv, in his Psicha to Sefer Bereishis, quotes a Medrash, that Bereishis is called Sefer Yesharim, and that's when the Netziv focuses on Yesharim, and he says that Bilam Arasha, when he says Tamos Nafshi Mos Yesharim, I want to die the death of the Yesharim, he was focusing on the Avos, and he was saying I wish I could be like the Avos, but he doesn't say I wish I could be like the Avos because they're Tzadikim, or they're Tamidei Chachamim, or they're Gedolim. He says I wish I could be like the Avos because they are Yesharim. He wants to die like a Yashar. What element of the personality of the Avos is being highlighted with the word Yashar? What does that mean exactly? Does it mean Tzidkus? Shouldn't he say Tzadikim then? What does Yashar mean exactly? That Bilam was so jealous that he didn't have that. And besides, you know, if you want to be a Tzadik, be a Tzadik. You want to be honest? Be honest. This sounds like something that was unobtainable for him, to be a Yashar. So what? Why? What is it that he couldn't achieve that the Avos had achieved? Third point. Magen Avraham writes that we don't refer to Shavuos as Yom Matan Torasenu, but as Zman Matan Torasenu. Why not Yom Matan Torasenu? Magen Avraham says because there was a machlokas when the Torah was actually given. Was it given on the 6th day of Sivan or on the 7th day of Sivan? The Gemara explains, everybody agrees that the Torah was supposed to be given on the 6th day of Sivan. But there's one day, that Hosef Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Echad Midato. The Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own, we're not ready yet, give us another day, we'll be ready then. And therefore was given on the 7th day of Sivan. Now, what's the significance of having Dafka Kabbalah Satora on a day that Moshe Rabbeinu added on his own? Now, what's the idea over there? That Moshe Rabbeinu added a day on his own. No other Yontif do we have such an idea. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Geula doesn't have to happen today, we'll wait till tomorrow, you know, to get out of Mitzrayim. Where does that come from? What kind of idea is that? That Moshe Rabbeinu determined on his own that it should be a day later, and that's Yom Matan Torah Zeinu, the day where God is telling us, follow my rules. We say, excuse me, God, you'll follow our rules. You know, what kind of precedent is that setting? So again, those are our three questions. Question number one, what exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu bothered by in terms of the counting, if that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted? Question number two, what exactly was Bilam jealous of in terms of Yesharim? And question number three, what is this concept of the Yom Tov of Shavuos being the time where Moshe Rabbeinu added a day on his own? So the truth is, the Yesod is that to live a religious life, there are two unique challenges for a person to be a good religious Jew. First of all, a person has to have their heart in the right place. They have to want to do good. They have to have a genuine interest in doing the right thing, in doing the Ratzon Hashem. But even if you've already done that, and you've defeated the Yetzer Hara to do evil, there's then a second challenge. And that is to know what the right thing is. To know what's good and what's bad. Some issues are very clear, not subject to much interpretation. Right? If you have a choice for lunch today, that you can either go to the kosher bagel store, or you can go to Wendy's, right, so it's a pretty easy choice, what's right and what's wrong. So that makes the second element very easy, and you can figure it out on your own. But sometimes things aren't so easy to figure out. And some of the greatest people in the history of Judaism, while they were very confident that they got the first part down, that they wanted to do the right thing, weren't always so confident that they got the second part down pat. In fact, we find when Shaul HaMelech is nearing his end, he's about to die, the battle with the Plishtim was about to come, and he was terrified. He didn't know what was going to happen. So what did he do? He wanted to ask God what was going to happen and for advice and what he's supposed to do. So he tried asking through a dream, and he tried asking through the Urim V'Tumim, and he tried asking through Nevuah. None of it worked. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't responding, right? No one was answering the door. So he was desperate. So what does he do? He goes to a fortune teller, this woman who's going to be able to bring back the spirit of Shmuel HaNavi, and Shmuel HaNavi is going to tell Shaul exactly what to do. So sure enough, the spirit of Shmuel comes up from the dead. If you read the Pesukim of Navi over there, the woman seems to have been surprised by that. It seems like one of the Rishonim over there says she was a charlatan. It never worked before. All of a sudden, the spirit really came up. She's like, what's going on over here? Right? But Shmuel HaNavi, in fact, comes up from the dead, and the message he has for Shaul is not a very good one. Basically, he says, Shaul, I'll see you tomorrow. Right? You're pitching tomorrow in the heaven baseball game. And so he tells Shaul that it's pretty much over for him. But when Shmuel HaNavi was initially called up from the dead, Shmuel gets very frustrated. The spirit of Shmuel gets frustrated. Lo mi higas tani lalos osi. What did you annoy me for? I'm sleeping. Right? I'm very comfortable. What are you doing to me? And the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Dalet Amud Beis explains that Shmuel thought he was about to be summoned to a din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he quickly grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew he was being summoned for something. So he grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu to help him out and back him up. In case they try to get me, Moshe, you'll help me out. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vatomari Ishal Shal Elukim Ra'isi Olim. I see spirits coming up. Not a spirit, because it wasn't just Shmuel coming up. It was Moshe Rabbeinu also. Tosus asks, though, on that Gemara in Chagiga, why did Shmuel need Moshe Rabbeinu? What was Moshe Rabbeinu going to be able to be made for Shmuel? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even live at the same time as Shmuel. So how's Moshe Rabbeinu going to help him? There's a day in Brachos, dead people don't see what's going on in the world. So how's Moshe Rabbeinu going to know what's going on with Shmuel? How's Moshe Rabbeinu going to be a help for Shmuel and Avi? And Tosos answers, Lo bayu v'meimar sheyei lo sheikayim hakol, demina yada. No, it's obviously not to be made for Shmuel that he actually did all the mitzvahs, because how would Moshe Rabbeinu know that? V'lo haya bedoro. Shmuel HaNavi brought Moshe Rabbeinu because he was afraid. He knew that his heart was in the right place and that he tried to do everything right, but he was afraid maybe he misunderstood certain things. Maybe there were certain halachos that he thought was right and it turned out to be wrong. So he brought Moshe Rabbeinu to be made for him. He says, this is how I learned. Is that how you learned it at Har Sinai? And Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to say, yes, that's exactly why I learned it at Har Sinai. And that way Shmuel would be able to show, look, I not only had my heart in the right place, but I was actually doing the right things. I actually made the right call. I was mechavim l'amito shel Torah. That's what Shmuel HaNavi was so afraid of. Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Chesam Beis tells us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai once remarked that ilu lefnei melech basav adam hayu malich anosi v'chulei afal pikein ha'isi boche. If I was brought for judgment in front of a regular king, I would cry. V'achshav shemalich anosi lefnei melech mechem lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu chai v'kayim li'olam li'ol me'olamim. Now I'm being brought in front of God, I should be terrified. V'lo od, and not only that, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the holy tzaddik, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ela sheyesh lefanai shnei drachim acha shal gan eden v'acha shal gehenim. When I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two paths. There's one of Gan Eden and one of Gehenim. Ve'eini yodea be'ezo molichim osi. And I don't know which one I'm headed down. V'lo efke. So I'm not going to cry. Yavi's kash. Come on. He's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You really don't know? I'll give you a hint. It's not the Gehenim one. Come on. He's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How does he not know which path he's going down? So says Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar, that his anxiety was not over whether he had tried to do the right thing. He was worried that the path that he had chosen may not have been the actual Ratzon Hashem. It's very hard to know what the right thing is. And you can't do tshuva for something that you thought was a mitzvah. If you thought you did the right thing and it was wrong, how are you going to do tshuva for that? How are you going to have charata for that? You think it's a mitzvah. And that's what he was terribly nervous about. The Medrash tells us, Ro Rabbi Avo b'shas misasu yud gimel nahari afar simon. He saw 13 beautiful rivers of afar simon, of very precious oil. And he said, Amar Rabbi Avo, hani lami, who gets that? That's a cool thing to have. So, k'shashama ki l'kvodu l'ma'no kalelu, and when he heard that it was all for him, Kara Latzma Mikraze, he said about himself the following pasuk. Vaniya Marti Larik Yogati Latova Hevel Kochi Kalisi. Wow, and all this time I thought all my efforts in Torah Mitzvot was for nothing and it was a bunch of garbage and worthless and was never going to get me anywhere. Did you really think that? Come on, Rabbi Avo thought that every effort he made was for nothing, was all for naught, was not going to get him anywhere. Elamai again. The idea must be that he understood that mitzvos are valuable. He wasn't sure if he always made the right call, though. He wasn't sure whether the paths he had taken in life were the right paths. So if the Gedolei Olam of our history were worried about this, if you have people like Shmuel Hanavi that were worried about this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Avo that were worried about this, how are we to know when we're choosing the right thing, what's truly the Ratzon Hashem, and when we're not choosing, what's the Ratzon Hashem? So Chazal have certain rules. Chazal weren't sure what a Hadas is. Right? It says that you're supposed to take Dal Minim, so enough eight Zavos, Chazal weren't sure. So what did Chazal say? Well, it can't be something with thorns, because Racha Darkinam, Chol Nasiv HaSeh Shalom. So that's one of the guiding principles. That if it's Noam, it's more likely to be something that's actually the Ratzon Hashem. If it's very unpleasant, it's less likely to be the Ratzon Hashem. Ki Yisharim Darkei Hashem, Kudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. When something is Yashar, it's more likely to be the Ratzon Hashem. There's only so much that can be written down in books to tell us. You know, most decisions in life can't be written down in a book. We have to be able to make the call. We have to be able to figure out what the Ratzon Hashem is in many situations in life. And there's always, you know, even if you read all the books there are to read, there comes a point where you have to make a judgment. There comes a point where you have to say, well, I have to figure out now, is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants or not? Somebody who's attuned to God's sense of Yashrus, someone who's attuned to not only the Devar Hashem, as we have it written in the Torah and in the Torah Shebal Peh, but also to the Ratzon Hashem, which we've mentioned before, Rav Asher Weiss has some beautiful pieces on this concept, on this idea of things that aren't written down, but you just have to know. Someone who's attuned to the Ratzon Hashem is much more likely to be able to give us the right direction in life in terms of making those decisions. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Tov v'yashar Hashem al kein yorech hatam baderech. That the way to be more derech for people is by keeping in mind a sense of yashrus. A Talmud Chacham is not only someone who knows what the Torah says, but someone who knows the Ruach HaTorah, the spirit of Torah, could read between the lines, knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to fight his last war, right? Nekom nekemas b'nei Yisrael meis ha-midyanim. So he sends his troop, but he doesn't go fight himself. And Chazal say, how could he excuse himself from the mitzvah of fighting the war? And they explain that, Amar Moshe, ani niskadalti b'midyan. I grew up there. How can I fight a war against them? You know, if you have a bar that you drank from, you shouldn't throw a stone into it. Right? I enjoyed, I got Hanah from Midian. I can't fight a war against them. God never told him not to fight. But he knew. He knew. He knew the Ratzon Hashem must have been that he was supposed to lead the battle from behind the scenes. And that was not a war that he was supposed to fight. What was missing from the Devar Hashem, he was able to be mashlim with the Ratzon Hashem. Rav Salvechik gave a remarkable hesped for his uncle, for the Briska Rav. And in the hesped he said that most of us have erusin with the Torah. We all know we're supposed to try to figure out the right thing to do. And we know that in general, when it comes to a marriage, when it comes to pleasing a spouse, obviously if she asks for something, so you know what she wants, then you can go do it. That's the easy part. But women aren't always that way. Very often they won't ask for anything. You know, you're supposed to figure it out. You're supposed to be able to pick up on nuances. How are you doing? Good. Oh no, you're not good. What did I do? Right? You have to figure it out. You have to figure out exactly what's wrong. And you have to figure out what she needs and what she wants. You have to develop an intuitive sense of when something is wrong. I know I can call my mother if something is wrong, when something happened in the shul or someone was diagnosed with an illness or whatever, and you know something I'm not allowed to talk about. My mother calls me and I say, hello. She says, what's the matter? How did you know? I can't say. No, everything's fine. No, it's not. I know. I understand. You can't tell me. It's okay. That's the intuitive sense. That's what happens with a marriage. That's what we're supposed to have with a marriage. That's, and Rav Soloveitchik described that that was his uncle. His uncle knew the Ratzon Hashem. He understood. We all have Erison with the Ribbono Shlom. And we can learn the Dvar Hashem, the higher levels to achieve Nisun with Ribbono Shlom, to be able to intuit the Ratzon Hashem. And based on this, we answer all three of our questions. Bilam was incredible at knowing the Dvar Hashem. He had this aspaklaria meira. He had this incredible clarity in his nevuos to be able to see what God said. But he was a complete idiot when it came to the Ratzon Hashem. Just read the parsha. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can I go curse the Jewish people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. He says, okay, how about now? I mean, come on, don't you get it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to go. Every stage of Parshas Balak, Bilam listens exactly to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, but doesn't pay any attention to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. And that's what Bilam says. Yashrus is just something I don't got. It's not my gift. I don't have that intuition. I don't have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have great erusin with him, but I've never been able to raise it to a level of nisuin. And at the moment of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs us that the words of Torah are the base, but they're not the only part of Torah. There has to be a Torah intuition as well. And that's why at the Chag of Matan Torah, we celebrate it with a Hosif Yom Echad Midato. Moshe Rabbeinu was most of Yom Echad Midato on his own. He was able to intuit what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted, what the right thing to do was. And that's a part of Torah also. That's part of Matan Torah. And that's why when Moshe goes to count the Bnei Levi, the Dvar Hashem would seem to indicate he's got to enter the tents. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew something was off. He said, no, wait a second. That might be the Dvar Hashem, but it goes against every fiber of Ratzon Hashem that I know about. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, don't worry, you're right. He was right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baskel come out. I'll take care of it. Right? That was the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu being able to understand the Ratzon Hashem. It's this idea that our Judaism, while it has to play by the books, and we have to know the halachas and every diktuk in, every kutzo shel yud of halacha, and we have to be makter and everything, we can't lose that sense of Ratzon Hashem, that sense of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and knowing what He's going to want from us. And when we need guidance in Ratzon Hashem areas, we have to seek guidance from perhaps those people who may have a better intuition of the Ratzon Hashem until we're able to develop it on our own.